Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are back live. It is hour number two, the Billy Corrigan Smashing Pumpkins exclusive hour-long interview. It's going viral. It's up at PrisonPlanet.tv. Of course, it premiered a few days ago for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. It's now moved over to our YouTube channel for everybody else. You that are members, support it and pay it forward to everybody. Thank you. I've got a free 15-day trial going right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Explosive Billy Corgan interview. The awakening has begun. Thursday, we're going to premiere here on the radio or on the nightly news. I'm not sure where yet. The big inside leak. On Prometheus. So that's coming up Thursday, because we can really educate people by looking at popular culture. It's like folks are, some people, a minority of them are like, how dare you say Hunger Games is a conspiracy theory? I'm not. I'm saying this is exactly what Agenda 21 says they want to set up. I mean, exactly. I mean, for over a decade, I've said compact super cities with elites in them, with advanced technologies, extermination of 90%+ of the population. Some documents say only 80, living in rural squalor in rotting areas at subsistence level, with gladiatorial games and human sacrifice reintroduced as a political diversion to play different regions off against themselves. I mean, that's UN Biological Diversity Assessment, Club of Rome. I mean, I've got films that are 10 years old saying that. And now there's a book written, you know, in 2008 that I never read. And there's a movie, and I'm looking at what they plan to set up. I mean, I'm just blown away here. And then these ignorant people are like, they're like 5%. You just got like 96% positive votes on the videos we've done on it. They're like, oh, come on, man, everything, that 5%. Look, I'm sorry I'm informed, okay? But I'm right. And if you haven't gone and read all these UN documents, and then you see a movie showing you in living high def what they're going to set up if they're successful. These people are crazy. These people are crazy. And I know truth's stranger than fiction, but it's Buck Rogers. It's 2012. I mean, the head of the CIA 2 weeks ago says every appliance that's coming out now watches you and listens to you. And Google says, yeah, we're watching you and listening to you over your computer at home without permission. And everybody's like, wow, Alex has been saying that for a decade. Whoa, he isn't such a kook. It was all public. MIT was bragging. Press releases. Please, 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 please. Please, please listen to me. The only way this stuff works is when you're not conscious of it, when you're not aware of it. It's a tiny group. They're trying to get this grid built. Look how fast stuff's changing now. 10 years ago, would you have ever believed the TSA would be on the highways now and sticking their hands down your pants? Did you ever believe they'd be shooting up school kids in California without parental consent with vaccines? Did you ever think they'd be announcing global government, global taxes, global carbon taxes, shutting down power plants, doubling, tripling water prices, robbing everybody, militarizing police, CIA threat fusion center command bases illegally operating? Cancer rates 2,000-fold. Pediatric cancer, you know, 10,000%. I mean, it's all crazy. I know, because the elite are crazy. Who would have thought Caligula would marry his horse and make it consulate of Rome and start dancing around saying he was the most beautiful person in the universe? Who would have thought Hitler would have thought he was God and had SS people at black castles worshiping him? Who would have thought Pol Pot would kill everybody who could write and had glasses, you know, 30% of the country? I mean, who would have thought Kim Jong-il would be in a seven-story pleasure palace having Asian film stars kidnapped so he could rape them to death in dungeons? I mean, who would have thought any of this? Who would have thunk it? But it's happening. It's real. It's here. And I just want my freedom. I never get sick of just good old-fashioned freedom, good old-fashioned life. I'm just satisfied with being normal. And I don't want a bunch of degenerate, crazy people running my life.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, coming up, we got Pastor Lindsay Williams joining us with some breaking news in the third hour. I will get into government-run health care as well and the Supreme Court situation. It's all coming up. We've also got more and more captains, stewardesses going crazy. Oh, I was politically incorrect. I can be arrested under EU law. Flight attendants going crazy. It's Prozac, folks. They are allowing combat troops now to be on serotonin reuptake inhibitors that destroy the normal compulsion control, where people don't have their normal boundaries. And I'll bet you money this pilot was on some serotonin reuptake inhibitor, because they are in the psychotropic hallucinogen class. Most of the time, you're having a nice day in La La Land. But when things go wrong, compulsions, people just throw babies off balconies, women cut their kids' arms off, drive off cliffs with them in cars, shoot people. In 99% of the cases of really crazy behavior from people that weren't previously crazy, it ends up that people are on these psychotropics. We need to look into that with the Bales shooting and this situation with the screaming captain going crazy. So that's all coming up. We're going to go to Bob Fletcher here in a moment. I don't know why he hadn't been on my show in the 17 years I've been on air. And I said, have you ever been on the show? And he goes, no, we did touch base once and talk. And I asked him, when did you first wake up? And he said, 1985. I mean, this is a guy who helped wake me up like so many others, but still, had never been on the show. And I used to watch him, in the early 90s about weather weapons and think, yeah, this guy, he covers some good stuff, but this can't be real. Turns out he was exactly right. We're going to cover the waterfront with him today, and he'll be back hopefully a lot in the future. First off, yesterday I had a guest on Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and was ranting and raving about longevity products. The pollen burst with all the vitamins and minerals in it, you know, the big mega doses of the vitamin B's and D's and all of it. The rebound, but the best is the tangy tangerine, the cell shield. This is incredible stuff. I've lost right at 40 pounds. It's not even weight loss stuff. It's that the soils are depleted, and that once you get enough vitamins and minerals, you're not as hungry anymore. My breakfast was just a tangy tangerine. The Mighty 90 vitamins and trace minerals. Boom, that's my breakfast. I'll eat a lunch. I'll eat a small dinner, have some more tangy tangerine before I go to bed. I'm not hungry. It's amazing. And it's not even advertised as weight loss. Incredible stuff for your skin, everything, energy, tangy tangerine, InfoWarsTeam.com. And, you know, I take about half the dose, it says, every day. People are always asking me. For children, and read the insert, it's about a quarter of the dose, just vitamins and minerals. And so it'll last you months, one canister. Available at InfoWarsTeam.com, and your purchase also supports the broadcast. And you can sign up there for like $10 and become a distributor. It's kind of like Costco. There's hundreds of great products there, all that have been approved by Dr. Wallach, who's a genius. So, again, InfoWarsTeam.com. Check it out today. Okay, going to our guest, Bob Fletcher, is a businessman, investigator, film producer, speaker, author, and all-around good guy. And I'm not going to go over his bio myself or even give you his website. I want him to do that because I like to have guests on in their maiden visit with us to describe how they woke up. And he woke up running right smack dab into the CIA. I woke up when the police were dealing drugs in the town where I lived and busting people who had them later. And then I spoke out, and they threatened to kill me. So that's how I found the rabbit hole. Bob Fletcher joins us for the balance of the hour. Bob, great to have you on with us today. Tell us about yourself and how you woke up.
Very good, and it's my pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me on. And again, it's strange. You and I missed each other all this time. It's my fault. I should have screamed at you, I guess, earlier, and we could have shared some airtime. As far as how I got started, it's absolutely mind-boggling, and I'm going to really have to abbreviate this. I love to tell the whole in-depth story, but it takes so long that then it cuts into everything else that we might want to cover. I had a toy manufacturing company in Atlanta, Georgia, and this is in the mid-80s, 1983, 84, 85, that period of time. I manufactured puppets and unique little baseball hats with the everybody's seen them originally was one of my ideas. That was with the funny little animal faces on the front of them and all that stuff. And basically doing very well. We were expanding. I had a retail operation, and the toy is extraordinarily my primary product was very, very unique, and we were selling them in giant numbers. I couldn't even keep up with it. And I ran into a guy in New York City at a giant marketing and merchandising show. And as in those shows where they have 35,000 buyers show up at these gigantic exposés, and I just gathering up business cards of people that were interested in buying my product. And basically, I would just gather it up, write a little note on the back, and put the card down with full intent to get back to him later on when I got back to Atlanta. I contact this one number that I look at on the card once I get back to my factory, and I look at it and I said, well, this is my address. And I looked at it again, and I said, yes, this is my address. And then I looked at it more carefully, and I realized that it was a guy that had an operation 100 feet from me in the same manufacturing area. And I could hit it with a stone. So, wow, I thought that was pretty strange. Anyhow, to make that long part of this rather short, apparently I had been targeted by this guy, and I think primarily because the previous 5 years of my life, I had had an international marketing company and had actually been partners with ambassador. Actually, he was the consulate general for the country of Liberia, and we were doing business with West Africa, et cetera, et cetera. And that was a couple years prior to my toy company. So I found out much later that was the reason I was targeted. Now, when I say targeted, here's what took place. I merged my business with this guy. He owned two or three companies, a gigantic company, it's a large national company where he sold novelty watches to 7-Eleven stores and things of that sort. You know, talking $100,000 at a time kind of contracts. So that was pretty big. And he employed 100 people with that company. So I thought I had kind of hit pay dirt. All of a sudden, I had this business partner with tons of money to do what I needed to do with my toy company. Well, the bottom line was this guy was a major covert supplier of weapons for the Central Intelligence Operations worldwide. And that's his intent with my company and with the other company that he had, which was his watch company, was using them as covert fronts to be wherever he wanted to be. In my case, he had a full intention of moving and having myself function as a courier into Angola. That's where the African connection comes in. And needless to say, it blew me away. The first couple of months was great. The money was flowing. This guy was going to do television advertising with my toys and et cetera, et cetera. We were just going to go to the moon with what I was doing. However, when one day he said, "We're going to have some visitors. I want you to meet them." They turned out to be General Heine Adderholt and General John Singlob, that people would meet a few years later in the Iran-Contra investigations. This guy was, by the way, his name, the covert operative's name, is Gary Best, and his company was called Vista, and Vista International USA, and even changed the name of my company to Vista.
Why did you get out of it?
In short, eventually after meeting generals and finding out about what was going on, or at least finding out partially what was going on, like I say, he wanted to bring me in to function as an international courier. The downside, he says, was that if you talk to the wrong guy, you're going to be killed. I thought that was kind of negative compared to the positives. Obviously,
wanted to sell toys above board in America and around the world and be a regular toy salesman.
You got it.
You didn't want to be a spy.
Absolutely. Just blew my mind. And, I mean, these guys were coming in and out. We were getting telexes. At that time, there was no email. It was telex time back then. We would get telexes that were coded messages, and this fella, Gary Best, would tell me that, by the way, this means one of our guys was just blown away over there, and so this operation had fallen down. I had come in on telephone conversations where he was selling and putting together contractual agreements for 747 aircraft, making as much as $10 million net profit on these
guys. Now, you came into a high-level operation.
High-level, unbelievably high-level, because after finally I just said, hey, I got to get out of here. The guy owed me $250,000 that he hadn't paid me yet. I said, pay me up or give my toy company back. And he said, you're out of here. And if you say anything about what you've learned here, you're going to, and he didn't say anything verbally. He reached in his pocket, his vest pocket, pulled his hand out in the shape of a gun, pointed it towards my forehead, and pulled the trigger of the pretend gun.
Wow. Stay there. We got to go to break. You got to finish the story. Then this will be the first of many visits, and then we'll get into the weather weapons, all the other things you've been involved in and covered. Amazing. Amazing. Bob Fletcher's our guest.
I'd seen the Ungevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the Ungevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself that I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes. Even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging, too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-408-1130. That's 1-800-408-1130. 1-800-408-1130.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Investigations.com is his website. I should add, we have a mutual friend, Emilio Estevez, who actually got Charlie Sheen into, quote, conspiracies. Now, that's who got Charlie into it, and I've met him quite a few times and hung out with him. Great guy, really smart. He was looking at doing a story of Bob Fletcher's life and why I've never had Bob on to now. I'm still marveling, but I don't want to burn the time up. Repeating that, obviously, we'll catch up in the 17 years I haven't had him because he's such an interesting fella. Finishing up your story and abbreviating it, then we'll get into the weather weapons, all the other stuff you started discovering after that since then, and what you think of what's happening today with Obama and all the big developments. Bob, please continue.
Okay. Yes. Again, like I said, we have to really kind of compress the front end of this thing in terms of what happened. So here I am. I'm sitting in my own toy company has now been taken over. The contracts are done. This guy technically owns it. He hasn't paid for the agreement yet. And he said he owes me a lot of money. The bottom line was the things that were going on were just so far over my head, and I was just again, I had done an awful lot in my life prior to this, so I certainly didn't consider myself to be naive. That's another whole story, too, which included being in the music and record business for many years. I was an executive with MCA Records. I was the promotion director that introduced Elton John to the United States of America. I was on the road with The Who, I mean, et cetera, et cetera. This was my prior, long before I got involved with my toy manufacturing. So, again, I didn't consider myself naive, but as everybody else, I knew nothing about the unbelievable corruption at the highest levels of our country. And I, all of a sudden, was plopped into the middle of it. Now, first, I thought, when I just left. I mean, I left with a threat on my life. I said, I'm going to get out of here. I said, but this guy, I'm going after him. He's fooling with the wrong guy. So I get with my lawyer friend right away, a friend of many years, and a lady and her husband who actually used to work for me. And I got with her and I said, spelled out this whole thing. And she said, well, this is, we just go in and file lawsuits against this guy and find out who the heck he is. Well, when I went first to, and again, I have to compress this or we're going to run out of time. I went to, believe it or not, I called the CIA. Okay. You can't talk to the CIA. They told me that. I tried to set up an appointment with somebody. And I said, you are the guys that have to look into this. So that was nothing. That went no place at all. Next point, I touched base with the ATF, with the firearms people. I said, this guy, a couple of weeks ago, threw the brochure on my desk telling me this was something new that we were going to start handling. I thought maybe it was going to be a new toy. And it was a Hellfire missile. This guy was putting together contractual agreements to supply the Hellfire missile to some of the covert operations at that time. He was in the middle of the Iran-Contra stuff. He was assisting General John Singlov, General Heini Aderholt, and General Richard Secord. And believe it or not, I met in my toy factory Bo Greit, when he came back from one of his POW adventures. Bo came through the factory. I met Bo, and then, of course, later on, Bo and I end up speaking together on the same platforms, the same speaking engagements, and we became close friends, and he even ended up performing my wedding ceremony with my present wife. Anyhow, that's another whole complex, crazy story. But the bottom line was I left. Was unable to get any place with finding out who this guy was, who he really was. Nobody, obviously, no cooperation. A year later, approximately 1986, 87, I see the Iran-Contra stuff is starting to be investigated. Senator John Kerry's people investigating. And I'm watching the TV, and I heard a name or two, and I said, these are the guys that were in my toy factory. So I called up, believe it or not, just called straight in, dialed in, and I contacted Senator John Kerry's office, and I said, these people that you said you didn't know who they were, I know who they are. So one thing led to another, and I became involved with the Iran-Contra investigations. I was interviewed as a witness, and I became a federal sworn witness in the Christic Institute's legal action against all of these armed smugglers.
You're a brave man, Bob Fletcher, joining us here today, and we'll be right back and get into the latest info with him.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't need me to tell you that humanity is in a deep crisis. Everyone can feel it. We know a tectonic struggle is now taking place between the forces of freedom and those who love darkness, bondage, and enslavement. Yes, my friends, evil is rising. But take heart, for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. Recently, New World Order operative Hillary Clinton admitted they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
The globalists are scared. They've overreached. The future of the info war is in your hands. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Download the thousands of special video reports, ebooks, and more, and get them out to everyone you know. Continue to spread the word about the broadcast on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and every other globalist propaganda platform. We are going to use their system against them. The info war now goes into high gear.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Did you know that how well your brain works is directly dependent upon how well your gut works? Did you know that an inflamed or compromised digestive system directly contributes to poor focus, depression, irritability, attention deficit, and hyperactivity? By eliminating the inflammation in your intestines and by having good bacteria populations, you may enjoy better brain function. The most important protein your body needs to keep inflammation down is glutathione. The number one food to support a dramatic increase in glutathione production is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. Virtually all whey proteins are damaged by heat, filtration, and chemicals, except one. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein on the market. It is changing the lives of its users in very positive ways. One World Whey may act as one of the most important health foods to support your and your child's optimal brain function. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I always really enjoy the information that we get from folks who've been fighting tyranny 20, 30, 40, 50, 60 years. And Bob Fletcher's been doing it since the mid-1980s when he ran smack dab into it. You know, people that are ignorant, who don't look at the info, they sometimes say, are you sure there's a corrupt shadow government? Which now it's out in the open. But are you sure? And it's the things I've seen, the things I've witnessed. Oh, yes, it's real. And, you know, here's Bob Fletcher, the same thing, Iran-Contra witness, all of this. To make a long story short, any other points on that? Then let's get into your journey of then discovering this whole shadow system and where that's led you today. And what is number one on your radar right now, what some of your new investigations are, what you're most concerned about?
Well, okay, sure. Let's just kind of, like I said, the front end of this thing is amazing, all the ins and outs and everything, which, by the way, I've done. It's finalizing a book now, and all I'm going to need to do is get a publisher. That may be a trick. I need to get somebody to help me out on the publishing side because my book is now finally, you know, down to finished. And I'm talking as of maybe 2 weeks ago. And the rough draft of that is what Emilio Estevez had looked at. And his initial statement was that it was the greatest thing that he had read in 5 years. But body vanished on me, and I'm not sure. I think maybe there were some names in the book that were maybe close friends to Martin Sheen and his father or whatever, but I don't know what happened there. But dropping that off, though, I started chasing this. I realized that these guys were directly involved. This is 1987. They were directly involved with the Contra stuff. I started contacting and making contacts with the investigators there. Little by little, what was happening, how I morphed into doing all of the investigations, I was blown away every week, as you have been, by finding out who these people were and finding out the same guys that did Air America during the war, way back in the Vietnam War. These were the guys that were doing and supplying covert weapons. They considered themselves suppliers of air, and what they meant by that was transportation, aircraft, helicopters, and that type of thing. But in the midst of this, of course, was the supplying of all of the weapons that go into all of the little, tiny, unrecognizable wars that we carry on over and over and over again worldwide. It's a very small group of guys that are always available, the same as there's a small group of assassins that are always available to remove problems from the scene. So a telephone call will come in, and a guy will pick it up, and they'll simply say, we've got a problem we got to solve, and these guys will go out and eliminate whoever it is that they want to eliminate, or they have to get weapons to an area. They will call these same specific guys and just say, we're going to start functioning in Angola, and we're going to start functioning here and functioning there, and they set up the necessary secret weapons, etc. And I was finding out on a regular basis that the guys that I dealt with yesterday that I was chasing were some of the same guys that I was going to deal with next month, and that they were all interrelated. And it ended up that all of the investigations that I've done in over the last 25, 30 years, I ended up being physically involved one way or interconnected one way or another with what I was looking into. And it was usually, it all went back to these same characters that were in Bob Fletcher's toy company.
And tell folks what happened to Sonny Bono.
Sonny's situation was, during this period, again, from the 80s up through the 90s and up to the 2000s, I was involved with many, many inquiries that the Senate and the Congress were carrying out. I dealt with the Dante Fysel as it related to the old October surprise inquiries. I supplied them with material that Barbara Honecker had given me after being unable to do anything. I was involved with that in inquiry. I was involved with, I did do a thing on the JFK murder because I had gotten some actually footage from a Central Intelligence agent way back in the 80s. What was happening, my name was banging around in the corridors of the Congress and the Senate as somebody that knew this or knew these guys or knew what was going on.
Sure, and they wanted to use you as a conduit to put stuff out because they knew you had the courage to do it.
And right, and yes, that's right, absolutely. And also they were coming to me and saying, what do you know about this? Do any of your people fit this or fit that? I was even hired by Manuel Noriega's lawyers to do an investigative report for him. And what they were looking for was the connections between him, Manuel Noriega, after he was captured, the connections that he had previously had into the White House and other government levels. I did do that report. I was paid by the lawyers, but they ended up actually not doing anything because they were also in bed with some of the bad guys that I was reporting on. I was asked by Arlen Specter to do a report on the Oklahoma bombing. because when I testified before the United States Senate Intelligence Subcommittee.
See, that's what's crazy. I forget to say I've seen you on C-SPAN. Folks, this sounds all of this is true. I mean, Bob, I guess in 30 years of fighting tyranny, you have seen so much.
Everything, and just, and like I said, it went from one to another, and they were always some kind of an interrelationship. It was either with an event tied to an event, or people that did A and B were doing C and D.
And then sometimes the people who are actually doing the crime have somebody investigating it because they want to have an investigation and look like they were looking into it so they can spin it and then use it against other people, and they're all blackmailing each other. I've had high-level former, you know, famous spies and others tell me, generals tell me, Jones, the reason you're alive is because, you know, the system in a way finds it entertaining, and it's almost a way that everything's just fleshed out so they can look at it from different perspectives. But there's so many different camps involved, no one wants to kill you because you're so well known, then that can be used to be blackmail against them. So the way it's been put is there's too much paperwork.
About that. That's absolutely, you're right on with that. Now, there have been a couple of attempts. One guy, one time, when I was in the middle of the Iran-Contra things, et cetera, doing exposés relative to that, a guy drove a station wagon through my sliding glass doors and missed killing me by 3 feet in my office.
That's their favorite way to kill you. Well, I was about to say, if it's a certain case where you've got original data that can get them, that's when they kill you.
That's right. Right, and there's also different ways to do it, and there's two or three other events, but we'll talk about that some other time. But on Sonny's case, I had delivered, as a matter of fact, it was related to originally the, I believe, probably one of my journeys to Washington, talking to some of the Dante Fisel's people, doing or Henry Gonzalez. I did things relative to the finances when he was connected with the investigating some of the financial garbage going on. He was a congressman out of Texas. The bottom line was somehow we crossed paths, I crossed paths in Washington with one of the guy that ran Sonny's offices, Sonny Bono. And I told him I was working on this major thing connecting the CIA and drugs. Now, this was after the Waco events and all of that stuff. Sonny had become so traumatized when he got up to Washington. You know, again, he knew about corruption, but he was destroyed when he started finding out how high it went and how deep it went and how extraordinary it was relative to billions and multi-millions of dollars.
I'm going from memory, but didn't he break down and cry over Waco?
Absolutely.
And stuff?
Yes, he did.
And I remember watching him on C-SPAN because I was addicted to C-SPAN at that time, and he was really starting to get in people's faces, and you could tell he was freaking out that he was in the middle of a bunch of crooks.
Yes, he did. He actually broke down and cried. You know, you can look at that from two sides. His life and mine were so terribly familiar. I did things in the record business that he did in the record business. He, of course, became much more famous. But nonetheless, he and I ran down mutual railroad lines side by side, like you and I. But anyhow, to get back to what took place there. So I told Sonny was looking into the narcotics, et cetera. And of course, Maxine Waters was doing her theatrical thing relative to it on the floor of the Congress, screaming and yelling about the connections. At that time now, I was living in Los Angeles. All right, this is early 90s. I had moved to L.A., and Congressman Waters' offices were right close by. I contacted them, and I said, I'm going to finish this report in a couple of weeks. I'm going to give it to you. And I said, now, this name's names that you're not going to want to talk about. You know, and they said, which, of course, I heard that before, they said, oh, we don't care, wherever the chips fall, you know, in the name of honesty, you know, and I thought, yeah, ha-ha, on that one. So I supplied her with a copy of this, her offices, and and I supplied Sonny. Now, Sonny took a couple of months. In that interim period of time, Waters slowed down and was no longer screaming and yelling about the narcotics being supplied to the streets of America by our high-level government.
Somebody had gotten a message to her because she was on the news before that, I remember.
Right.
She was going and confronting the CIA director, Mike Rupert was. Right. That was big news then.
Right, and Mike and I are good friends, too, by the way. But okay, so we go. So she did nothing. As a matter of fact, part of that, believe it or not, something that was missed, but Greenspan, Alan Greenspan, visited her, walked the streets of her backyard in California, in Southern California, and promised her $100 million, if I remember right, financial assistance. Now, I don't know where the heck he's supposed to get that assistance, but they got an awful lot of community assistance exactly in this period of time. I'm talking within a couple of weeks of what I'm talking with the report, and that was the end of her. She never complained anymore. So not to say that that was directly related, but it's very possible.
And for those that don't remember, the inner city areas were turned into war zones when the CIA started bringing the crack in, and there were actual people so drugged out they wouldn't eat or even drink that looked like zombies with all their hair falling out. I mean, literally, because I grew up in Dallas and saw a lot of these. They look scarier than actual, you know, fake zombies in movies. So I could see why she was wanting to get the drugs stopped being shipped in. But, I mean, that's like putting a Band-Aid on an axe wound to say, oh, here's $100 million for community stuff.
Yeah, I think actually she wanted to just get the credit. I don't know whether she really had a lot of care for that, but for that area. Okay, so I supplied my report to Sonny, and by the way, which is one of the ones that I have available at my website, and that's the one on, it's titled titled The CIA and Drugs, et cetera, et cetera. I supplied this in a DVD form. Sonny finally got to look at it. He got back to me. I received an advance, information that Sonny had gone over it. He had freaked out and was moving forward to initiate a congressional inquiry based on primarily what I had supplied him with. And there's specifically a few people that he wanted to go after. I said, great, let me know how that happened, what's going on with it. Another month went by or whatever, and I received the call right in the middle of December, and I was told, Bob, Sonny has it all set up. In 3 weeks, when he comes back from the Christmas holidays, we're going to begin the inquiry into all these characters and everything that's going on. We want to make sure you're going to be a witness and that you will assist us to go from there forward. I said, absolutely. I'm in Los Angeles now, but when you need me, you let me know, and I'll be in Washington, and let's go and do it. And the big deal was that Sonny had said that they had set up subpoena powers for the congressional inquiry. Now, this may not mean anything. It's just a word to a lot of people. But the bottom line is that commonly, with all of these inquiries that are by Congress and Senate, they're shut down all the time. They're sidestepped. We are lied to. They come in. They have experts that come in and sit on the committees. They know how to shut up everything.
Well, here's an example. The TSA ordered Congress not to have all these top forensic security experts testify, proving their machines are frauds and it's all theater. And they tell, that was in the news the other day, the TSA tells Congress, and Obama tells Congress what he can and can't do. He tells Congress, hey, we're going to have a war, and you're not over that. The UN is now.
Yes, absolutely. So the total control thing by this time is just forget about it. Anybody that thinks you're going to get anything done, you know, like the idea of write your congressman, phew, give me a break. That's almost a comedy routine. But let me get to the most upsetting thing in 30 years in my life, I think, was the Sonny situation. So what happened is he gets my report. They're going to move forward with the subpoenas. Subpoenas means that they're going to be able new intelligence committee. It was all, everything was set and in place. And so I said, great. I wished them all a nice Christmas, and that was it. 10 days after I received that telephone call, Sonny Bono was murdered on the top of the ski slopes. Period. End of story. When it happened, totally freaked me out, because the bottom line is I genuinely feel somewhat responsible for his death, because I know the materials I sent him and the phone call I had gotten 10 days earlier was the last straw for the bad guys. They were in a position to either stop and actually they had to kill and terminate Sonny before he came back, which would have been about 10, 15 days after he was killed. They only had 10, 15 days left. If they hadn't killed him and where he was going to move forward with the investigation would have been started and somebody would have finished it even if he had been killed then.
Incredible, incredible. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Prisoners of doubt. We know what's going on. And we know that going along with corruption might work up front, but in the final equation, it destroys societies. And once corruption gets to a certain point, no one in the system can blow the whistle on anybody else, so the corruption gets worse and worse. And now you have John Corzine engaging in Bernie Madoff behavior publicly, perjuring himself, stealing money, and not getting in trouble. What comes next? We only got this short segment and a little bit of another, and then we've got Lindsey Williams for about 40 minutes, because Rob got back late last night and it stayed up all night and edited it, and it's ready. An exclusive interview with Joe Arpaio with breaking news on the birth certificate. And Arpaio looks pretty freaked out in this video. So, and we talked to their chief investigator. We got hours of incredible stuff for the nightly news, but we got about 10 minutes of this coming up later towards the end of the third hour. I'm trying to digest it during the breaks. It's powerful. And the type of censorship and intimidation the sheriff's going through, it's amazing. So that's coming up. Going back to Bob Fletcher of BobFletcherInvestigations.com. Finishing up with Sonny Bono, because I want to spend a little bit of time with you. And then if you want, we'll have you back next week or the week after to really get into weather, weapons, and everything I originally wanted to get you on with. But I remember 93, 94, watching Access TV, people putting Bob Fletcher investigation videos on. And it was just, I was like, this guy's really credible. I've seen him on C-SPAN testifying to Congress. But then he's talking about weather weapons. That was just too far out for me. Now it's just, oh, the government's weather modifying, but it's secret. And it's everything Bob exposed. So I'm going to do a whole hour with him on how he knew all that. But finishing up with Sonny Bono's murder.
Okay, sure enough. And I, like I say, we end up running out of time because this, whatever, we're talking 30 years of crazy stuff here. So with Sonny's case, I called Sonny's office right away to my longtime associate up there for a few years, and he would not take my calls. Now, this is a guy I normally would eat lunch with in Washington, and so this was right afterwards. So then I knew I was right. The worst situation had happened, that he had been hit. So I started chasing it, and I had done a profuse inquiry. It took me a long time. They were totally withholding the autopsy reports, which I guess I'm still the only guy that's gotten it. They're holding a little bit of it back, but the autopsy in reality shows that he had, there's no way he could have run into the tree. That's all baloney. I got the footage of the area that was taken only a couple hours after he was found, and all the rest of that. I did an extensive, I've done a DVD report, which is available at my website also on Sonny's murder. But the bottom line, without getting into all the intricacies of it, there's no question it was impossible for him to go fast enough. He was 120 feet inside the tree line where it was off of the ski run. He was up actually in the woods.
What did they do? Like taser him and then drag him in and beat his brains out? Or what did they do?
You know, that part I'm not positive. It's one of two things. Either they had a deal somehow to like meet him. It's possible somebody told him they were going to give him information for his investigation, meet him secretly there, or he was hit someplace else and brought up on a ski sled and then rolled over into the snow and dragged up against the tree. But he was pistol whipped on the right side of his head, probably by a left-handed assassin.
Yeah. But they said on the news, Benazir Bhutto hit her head. She's on tape being machine gunned. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.